We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 993 ESPN. Thanks for joining us here on a Tuesday. Just talked with Adam Schefter, our NFL insider, last hour. I was also supposed to give away some tickets to the WWE live event. I'll do that this segment, if I can remember. And then later on, City of Palms Basketball Classic tickets to give away. I'll do that this hour as well. It's the hour that just keeps on giving. We'll do that. I have a thing on the most hated teams in the NFL around the country. There's actually a nice little overlap map of the entire United States.
Cool. Update on our poll. Joe Philbin will be the next head coach of the Packers. So says Craig. 88% no. 127 votes.
Adam Schefter did not shoot that down.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
He did, too.
He said there's a chance.
Small chance.
Yeah. He didn't say small.
He
said there's a chance.
ECPT, teeny, weeny, tiny chance.
Yeah. That's all I said. None. You said 98% would say no. Wrong.
I said 90%.
Yep. You said 98.
I did say 98. You're right.
Yeah, and you're up to 88.
We're getting there. But I was 86 before, and I'm up to 88.
So we had Monday Night Football last night. I fell asleep during the game.
I did, too.
Big ups to the Saints for finding a way to win. Cam Newton needs to be shut down. Mm-hmm. He's got a bad shoulder, clearly, and nobody's listening to me.
Tommy Lee Lewis tried to, give the game away.
Yeah.
By being a hero instead of going down, but shouldn't have been given the ball to begin with. Field goal should have been kicked, and they should have just, dared Carolina to get past the 50 with that noodle arm that is now Cam Newton.
But I think Chris has the most shocking story of the day, is that the Monday Night Football crew will remain intact next year. I mean, Jason Witten is not working.
That's the only part that's that. It's mostly that.
But Chris said something interesting. I mean, he is... Is Booger even getting kind of tiresome with his little phrases?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think he's out of place, and I think he's trying to find a niche for his analysis.
But he's the only one providing analysis because Jason Witten is not. And I thought for sure maybe he'd go back to the Cowboys and play another year. I mean, so this is them saying, no, we're sticking to our guns. I do like Joe Tessitore very much.
I do, too.
I like him a lot. I think he has the right amount of gravitas for the experience. But Jason's not delivering. And what do you expect when a guy has no experience? Now, it worked with Tony Romo, and that's what everybody points to.
When you see Kurt Warner on NFL Network the other night, which he did, he's fantastic.
He is so much better. Here's my opinion on Kurt Warner, and I love the whole Kurt Warner thing. He's much better as a radio analyst when he was doing Westwood One than he is on TV.
Oh, I thought he was really good Saturday night.
No, he was good, but he's great. He's much better on the radio. I'm giving him a double compliment.
I'm saying he would be a lot better in the TV booth than Witten is.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Yep.
But.
All right, well, we don't make those decisions.
No.
You guys want to hear a fun fact?
Yeah. Love fun facts.
Despite having no new episodes in 2018, Game of Thrones still the most watched on-demand show of the year.
You know why?
People are catching up.
Because it's great.
They want to go back because you sort of forget here and there because it's such an in-depth show. And you want to go back. And I guarantee you most people are going to go back and watch all 5 seasons again before April. Or
really?
May.
Seven.
Or seven. But it's kind of 2 short ones, yeah.
You don't get it the first time through?
Not all of it.
Too deep?
Not all of it.
Yeah, it
this
is.
Isn't Seinfeld, Craig.
This is very deep. No.
Short little pithy 24-minute episodes.
22.
When I went and watched the first season all over again, man, it just, because there's a lot of foreshadowing and backstory, and it really ties it in.
All right. Aaron Jones has been put on IR.
You seem to be making adjustments to a certain fantasy lineup. As
you know what, guys? When you're playing for the chip, you got to. You're never off the clock. You're never off the clock.
I love it.
Speaking of that, real quick, for you fantasy players out there, we talked about this play. I think you guys, we played a cut of it yesterday. Jared Goff's interception, that pathetic thing he did in the third quarter Sunday.
Yes.
Has now been changed to a strip sack and fumble.
Huh.
So Camu Grugier-Hill had the sack fumble, and Corey Graham had the fumble recovery. Grugier had the fumble recovery. Corey Graham had the fumble recovery.
He scooped it out of the air, so either way, it really did.
It was ridiculous.
It affects Jared Goff's stats, and that's it.
Well, most leagues treat an interception and a fumble the same, minus two.
His arm, though, was going forward, be it sort of underhand slash shot put day, but whatever. I promise you, somebody got screwed in some league around the country. That could be a big point.
Just for
minus three, right? Was it minus three, minus one when you throw a pick?
It depends on the league. Minus two, I would say, is the norm, but it varies.
Note to 770, if your text message is more than 300 words, we're not going to read it on the air.
But
Just call us.
But I agree with it because he's basically talking about UCF is stupid for turning down the 2-for-1. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that a neutral game would still benefit UCF, which it absolutely would.
We did our whole show on that.
And he
yesterday.
Brings up the point that last year's 4-8 Gator team, which averaged 86,715 fans and missed a bowl game.
I stand corrected. Pete Shepard just read the text. Okay,
well,
go ahead.
That's it. No, I've just said those.
We'll summarize your text.
That was his point. In summary.
All right. Let's see. I don't know who did this, but it's fun. A study finds.
Where'd you get it?
Well,
you don't have to tell me. You say you got it from somewhere.
I did. I got it off the web, and it was put together by Dakota Randall, and it's both NFL and NBA.
All right.
I forget which site it was. Is zcodesystem.com?
I don't want to see it. Okay. I don't want to look it up. Zcodesystem.com.
Put together an NFL hate map. Now, it goes state by state, region by region, and it just has the team logo over the area, and this is pretty regional. But I will tell you right away, Pete Shepard, America hates the Patriots more than any other team.
I get
well,
it.
Well, it used to it's be been, the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are probably second.
Yeah. So the map.
Well, Packers are up there.
Well, yeah. Well, look where it is, though. Okay. So, for example, all of, like, Texas, Oklahoma, that whole region of the country, the most hated team would be the Eagles. That makes sense because
all Cowboy
the
fans,
Cowboy fans. A lot of hatred for the Rams out west. By that I mean Arizona, Oregon, you know, surrounding California. They hate the Rams.
Well, you're gonna hate the team that your team plays against, the best one.
Yeah,
it's not. Yeah, but you think Rams, Cardinals. It's not like you don't go rivalry.
Yeah, I thought it was misplaced. In
what are you talking about? That's a heated rivalry dating back to the days where they shared St. Louis.
They replaced one another eventually
in
St. Louis.
I think your timeline's slightly off
Okay. Like, the most hated team in all of California is the Seahawks?
Yeah,
really?
I can see that, yes. Raiders. Because of the rivalry
it's
with the
Pete
Raiders.
It's a Pete Carroll thing.
There you go.
San Francisco, Oakland, I could see that.
San Francisco, they're the most hated team in Washington, Idaho, and Montana, in that region. Here's the Patriots' hatred. It goes across the country.
Yeah.
Starts sure it in does. The Midwest, basically Indiana, the rivalry with the Colts, Kentucky.
Not lately.
And then you just start going west with Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado.
You think the Rams
Wyoming.
Would be the most hated team in Missouri?
You would think because they left them.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the Bears are the most hated team in Michigan because they're division rivals and Wisconsin, for that matter. Green Bay is the most hated team in Illinois, where the Bears reside, but also in Minnesota, where the Vikings reside, and then you get the Dakotas thrown in. The most hated team in the state of Florida, the Patriots.
Yeah, well, you understand that.
That's a Miami Dolphin thing.
Yeah, a Jacksonville Jaguar thing sort of type.
No, it's a Miami Dolphin thing.
Well, absolutely first, but there's a little bit sprinkled in. Give me 8% for Jacksonville.
Like, you know the
only, like 8% of the country is going to see Miami
I'll give
and
you 7.
Through. All right.
Max.
8% of the country gets to see Miami, Jacksonville this week, including.
You know, the
8%.
Only place that the Cowboys show up as the most hated team in America.
Pennsylvania,
where the Steelers are. That rivalry goes back to the 70s. And Virginia, well, that's a Redskin thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would think there would be much more hatred for the Cowboys throughout the rest of the country.
Can you hate 9-7?
No, but this goes back through history, and I mean the Patriots.
Can you
understand.
Hate
people
9-7?
Different.
You kind of like 9-7. It's like, good for you guys.
By the way, I will
get bounced first or second round.
They're 8-6.
I will point out that nowhere on this list in the great 50 states is the Detroit Lions listed as the most hated team in that area.
And as they always say in this business, any pub is good pub, right?
We don't matter.
You are switching. You are irrelevant. That's bad.
Your Patriots also have Alaska, Hawaii, and all the other fringe areas.
They're huge in Hawaii.
Huge. They did an – I don't have as much of the detail of the NBA map. I did see it. I didn't print it off. But it was largely – would you take a guess who the most hated NBA team is? And by the way, this was much more dominating. Like, I want to say
three
45
teams.
Of the 50 states, right?
I haven't seen it. I'd say Cavaliers – well, right now, this year?
Yeah, right now.
Probably Golden State.
It is. Mm. It is. It's Golden State. There was one state Oklahoma that had like – or who had Houston?
There are four teams – That are the most hated.
And see, and that goes to the other point. The rest of the country doesn't care about the rest of the
league. Most of the country, we'll say 70%.
Yeah, at least.
Golden State.
Yeah.
We'll give the Lakers 23%.
Yeah. Where are they at? Like Boston?
Alaska, Washington.
I don't even know if they'd be in Boston. I would say Philadelphia
Oregon.
Might be more. I
mean, yeah, the whole Northeast is the Lakers.
Is it really?
There's only four teams on this list.
Yeah, and then the one state has the Rockets, right? And it's weird. It's like, was it like...
Utah.
Utah hates the Rockets. That's the number one most hated team. Why?
Why does Utah...
I don't know.
And then the Celtics are hated in Georgia, in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Rhode Island, that little thing off to the side?
Yes, great state of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Virginia and Georgia. That's it.
Why the hatred in Georgia?
Not Michigan. I think of the Pistons, but.
No, Michigan
is. See how far back these people's knowledge go.
Is it Golden State? You know, in Michigan?
No, Michigan State's Golden State.
Golden State. See, now I made this point to Chris off. You were out of the room. I liked the Golden State Warriors as like the most fun team I've seen play in years. Pre-Kevin Durant. Now I don't like them as much with Kevin Durant.
I don't feel that. I just.
But Chris didn't agree with me. He disagreed with me because he didn't like the whole shimmy and all that with
I hate the NBA as a whole because of the way the game is played now.
I've never been a big fan of Steph Curry.
Yeah.
That'll probably surprise a lot of people.
But I love watching him play when he's on. I mean, at a home game, he rains threes from 40 feet, I mean, it's spectacular.
I think if anybody in the NBA had the balls to go up to him and just throw him an elbow in the middle of the chest when he's shooting those threes and doing the shimmy, he wouldn't be as good of a shooter. I just think that he plays in the right era for his size. I don't think that he could make it in the 90s.
Use some Jordan rules on him. Shut him down.
That's it. But again, this goes. It's tough to start comparing eras.
I know you can do it all the time, but like a guy like LeBron, I'm sorry, that guy could play in any era.
Yeah,
he could.
Yeah, because he's
Russell Westbrook.
Monster.
That's a guy who could play in any era. The uber freak athlete could play in any era.
I think. And Stephen A. brought this up the other day, and I agree. But if you put a team like Golden State up against the Pistons or the Celtics of the '80s. They would lose because they would get the crap beat out of them.
What rules are we playing
by?
If you're playing by the 1980s NBA rules, Pistons would run away with that game. But if you're playing by today's NBA, their whole starting five would be fouled out by half.
I still think Steph Curry would get beat up by some of those teams, even Milwaukee Bucks, the Celtics, the Pistons, the Lakers. Even the Bulls, they would physically get beaten up just coming off screens. They would find a way to legalize it.
We can condense eras a little closer because Shaq and Steph Curry were bouncing back and forth just last week on the Warriors and the Lakers from 2001, 2002, 2003. Shaq said they'd win. I think that Laker team was pretty good. With Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah, we've got to throw the 76ers in there, too, from the 80s, obviously. I mean, those teams, I mean.
That early 2000s Lakers team.
They were good.
That was.
They were really good. I think they might have beaten the Warriors. I mean, don't know if they'd sweep them or anything. But
who are you putting on Kobe? You don't have anybody that can stop Kobe.
Klay Thompson might.
Get out of here,
Klay Thompson's the best defender in the league right now. Isn't he?
No. LeBron James still plays in the league, right?
Well, yeah,
he's the best defender in the league until proven otherwise.
I like Klay Thompson as a defender.
Come on,
I've seen LeBron do some Ole defense and let people go by before. Klay Thompson will lock you down in the playoffs.
You think Klay Thompson could stop the number eight Kobe Bryant?
No, but he's who I'd put on him.
See how that works out for you. Kobe's dropping 30. He's averaging 35.
For the record, I did say the Lakers would beat that Golden State team, just so that we're
clear.
Well,
this is the back in the day. Bird said the greatest defender on him was Michael Cooper back in the day.
Well, Cooper was Cooper was a great defender.
Exactly. He was a role player, but he could defend Larry like no other.
Always had his strings out in his shorts.
Yeah. You know, but there's always matchups like that. But it would be fascinating to see, to play a series with today's refs and the 80s refs, play best of seven for this Golden State Warrior team to go up against Boston, Philadelphia, and the Lakers of the 80s, and Detroit. Those four teams, to see if we could go back in time and see how it would all pan out with the 80s refs as opposed to the 2018 refs. It'll never happen, but it'd be fun to watch.
It'd be very fun. It'd be more interesting to watch today's game.
I can't watch a lot of today. I just can't. I've tried. I've watched.
Scoring's getting better. When I say it's getting better, it's getting worse.
It's getting lower?
Right.
It's getting lower because people are missing more threes. 5 for 35.
Their legs are getting tired.
Oh. Thank you, 5-1-3. Kawhi's the best defender by far. You're absolutely right. Okay. Yes, thank you, 5-1-3.
All right. Fine. All I know is that when I watch the Warriors in the finals every single year, you got Klay Thompson. He's the lockdown guy on the other guy's best player. Fact. And they win championships. Fact. And he can hit threes, but they always forget him because he's like the fourth option on offense.
Third.
Fact.
Third.
I'm exaggerating to make a point. Sometimes I do that.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see this year what happens if they don't win Golden State.
I think the East is... I'm starting to pay attention to it.
Yeah. It's Christmas.
December 18th, the start of the season is right around the corner. We got to start paying attention to this thing.
I'm paying attention. And you look at how the Celtics, since that little 10-10 start, they have been unstoppable. If you've watched them play the rotation that Brad Stevens has down, they are going to be tough. And the only team that's going to, in my opinion, the only team that's going to be, if it's not them in Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals this year, I will be stunned.
The best thing that could happen to the NBA this year is the Warriors get beat in the finals, and then Kevin Durant leaves and pouts and goes somewhere else and spread out the
There
talent.
Are four entertaining teams in the East to watch.
Yes.
Raptors, Bucks, Sixers, Celtics.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. The Sixers with Jimmy Butler?
Oh, no, I know. Yeah.
I believe the stat is since Jimmy Butler's come to Philly, they have the best record in basketball.
I only paused parenthetically there I was thinking to see if I could throw a fifth in there. No, you're right.
Now, the fifth would be Indiana.
I think
they're red hot.
They're good.
Victor Oladipo, nobody pays attention to them.
I think you got to put Indiana in there.
I can see them getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Washington's just, you don't know. Washington's just, now with Ariza going there, well, I guess everything would be turned around.
Didn't
the
Pacers take LeBron seven games in the first round?
Yeah, they did.
I can see them.
Miami Heat only a game back of the eight seed.
Orlando's been a surprise.
Right now, Orlando and Charlotte are tied for the last spot. Granted, both teams under 500, but.
Yeah.
I think the East, for the first time in a long time, is more fascinating than the West.
Is that because LeBron left the East, where it was, you know?
Still got the Greek Freak in Milwaukee. I mean, it's going to be competitive. But I still think when it's all said and done, it's going to be the Celtics in Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals. If they all stay reasonably healthy, I think that's the way it's going to pan out. But, you know, so much of it depends on health.
And you have 15 good teams in the West.
Yeah, you do.
No, really. You have 15 good teams.
City's on fire right now.
And then you have the Suns, who are 7-24 right now.
I think they've won a three in a row. I watched that game. What's that?
But they're coming off a seven-game losing streak.
So Trevor Ariza was the problem?
I watched the game against Dallas last week when old man Nowitzki came off the bench. There were so many bad shots in that game. I felt like I was watching it was so horrible. It was like 35-32 at that 40-35, and it was terrible.
Yeah. And
terrible
I'll just go ahead and say it now. Yeah. I was wrong about the Lakers.
They're good now? Yeah. They seem to be slowly becoming the most improved team in the league, right?
But hang on, they're one game away. Okay, now they're one game away from dropping from the fourth seed down to the seventh seed.
Yeah, but they're 7-3 in their last 10. Yeah. They're finally playing some defense.
Let's see. A long way to go. It's 30 games in.
I agree with Chris's statement. The Lakers are going to be much better than we thought they were going to be this year.
Oh, we were talking about them not making the playoffs.
I don't think that's a question now.
I don't know how you can say that. They're only one game ahead in the loss column over Portland, the Clippers, and Dallas.
They're
only two in the loss column from the eighth seed Memphis and Sacramento and Houston.
Okay, and they're 2.5 out of the one seed.
They're making the playoffs.
They've turned it around after a questionable start.
Not willing to go there yet. not willing to go there yet. We haven't even come close to the dog days of the NBA season. It's 30 games in. Let's see what happens.
2019 is going to be a rough year for you. The Lakers are making the playoffs. We're only going to have four teams in the college football playoff. I mean,
it's not going to be a rough year to me. I'm off to a great start. Phenomenal. I didn't say the Lakers wouldn't make that.
18 playoffs not happening next year.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
No, it'll be the year after that.
Brady.
Brady, Saggy face is done.
Put that number up in the rafters.
You know he's retiring in January. It's over.
If he makes it to January.
He can make the playoffs.
I mean, right now, the Dolphins still a lively dog to win the East.
You win two, they lose two. We're flipping the script here.
Oh, man,
get out of here, Patriots.
Absolutely.
Tannehill, the GOAT.
Go on
the
road.
GOAT! Oh, gosh, no. I can't do another season of it. I can't do it.
All right.
Sandwiches are piling up. You're too afraid to bet
me. What are you talking about? He's just making up sandwiches in his own mind.
No, I'm not. The Harbaugh thing is going to – he's not staying there. And then you're going to have
– But you haven't won that bet yet.
I know.
So you can't count.
He's still the head coach of Michigan.
You're counting your chickens before your eggs hatch.
Miami.
You're counting your sandwiches before they're hatched.
Adam Gase is out the door already. In case anybody hasn't figured that out yet, if you think Ross is bringing any of those guys back, you're out of your mind. It ain't happening. You got a better chance of Philbin coaching the Packers. No, you don't. Philbin
also
will not be coaching the Packers. No.
Now I'm more convinced of it than ever. Just out of spite.
Coaching the Packers.
I am drawing my line in that sand, too. Or that line in that sand. All right, I got to do two things here at once, not to confuse anybody. Yeah. First of all, you have an important message in a moment. But before we get to that message, I didn't do this last hour. I've got, Chris, what have we got? Two tickets? WWE Live, January 6th?
You know, I understand the confusion with the City of Palms. We go two, we go four. It's always two to the WWE. Every day we give those out. And we're going to be giving those out today and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday.
All right, two.
So we got two. Right.
All right, thank you for pointing that out. Thank you for clarifying that. All right, don't go to commercial as soon as I'm done because Pete's got something to say. But first, right now, caller number nine, two suite tickets to WWE Live January 6th at Hertz Arena.
Not tickets to the suite.
I didn't say to the suite.
You said suite tickets.
You said suite tickets.
That was sweet, like S-W-E-E-T,
not S-U-I-T.
How are listeners supposed to know that, Craig?
All right.
The same way they know Joe Philbin whenever he comes to the Green
Bay
Packers.
There's no closed captioning on us.
Fine. I've got
hit the Spanish button on your remote.
Very average tickets in regular seats at Hertz Arena for WWE Live for caller number 9 at 239-337-ESPN.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
He turned to me as if to say, hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. This is the Weezer version, right? Not the...
No, this is Toto.
Oh, this is the original, the OG. No, the Weezer version's good. The band version is the...
Pitbull.
Pitbull one. That's in what movie?
Aquaman. Pitbull and Rhea.
Aquaman's coming out Thursday. It looks awesome.
It looks decent.
It looks very good.
Yeah, might give that a shot. It's just another superhero I got to keep up with you two with.
It's not a Marvel superhero. It's a DC superhero.
It looks to be the
second well-done DC superhero movie.
Is Batman DC?
Yeah, but The Dark Knight is different than Ben Affleck is DC Batman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's terrible. All right, he's awful. They're actually talking about recasting.
Is there a Marvel Batman?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. So
no.
Just making sure.
No, you know what? I'll give Superman. That was a good movie.
I did, too. Man of Steel was a good movie, too.
So
I haven't seen Superman since Christopher
Reeves. I like Justice League. Wonder Woman, obviously, was excellent.
Wonder Woman was fantastic.
That's Marvel? No, DC.
No, that's DC.
I can't keep it straight. All right, with that in mind, coming up, we'll get some City of Palms Classic basketball tickets. Two or four?
Well, hold on. That changes.
You can see my confusion.
Somebody texted
with
it.
With that one...
Right.
With that giveaway.
I finally figured it out today.
We got a four-pack to...
Thursday or Friday, probably.
Thursday. Actually, we got to start giving these away in more frequency.
We give them away every day.
I know that, but we're getting to the point now where we're getting up on, like, we can't give away tickets to today on today.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to start. Maybe we'll have two winners today.
Because it's underway.
I think we should do that, actually.
All right, fine. And we'll be doing our show there on Friday, as a matter of fact. All right, you want to read this tweet before I get... I got something else coming up.
Texas is interesting. I'm trying to find it. Hearing a lot of noise about 941s. Is hearing a lot of noise about DeAndre Francois to UCF as a grad transfer. Mom is blabbing on social media. He's from Orlando. Mom still lives there.
All right.
Don't do it, Knights.
I haven't found anything.
Would that be a good move for him or, or them?
No.
He seemed to be like all excitement and potential and never really reached it.
Yeah, you got a good thing going with that program. I don't think you want to bring in a guy like DeAndre Francois, who tends to have some off-the-field things. Yeah. Remember there was that whole Tallahassee PD looking into if he was a drug dealer?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You got a good thing going, UCF. Well, what's the kid? Mac, I believe, is the backup quarterback, starter now.
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do.
Beat LSU and change the world. I have another one of my lists out that we always enjoy doing. I'm going to see if you can guess this.
All right.
The Sports Business Journal has the most influential people in sports. For example, some past winners have, you know, been Roger Goodell in 2010, George Bodenhamer, Paul Tagliabue, John Skipper, Adam Silver, people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump in 2017.
Uh-huh.
All right, so before I tell you the 2018, there's a top 50 list. I'm not going to do the top 50, but I will sprinkle in some names that people will be familiar with. For example, 46th on this list is Mark Emmert, who's the president of the NCAA, for example. DeMaurice Smith is only 34th
NFL
on this list.
NFLPA.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Serena Williams, 33.
Did you see the tennis ruling today?
No.
The USTA ruled that it's okay for female tennis players to wear the onesies.
Yeah.
The bodysuits that Serena got in trouble for wearing last year.
Yeah.
So that's okay. And now female players will no longer be penalized for missing time due to pregnancy.
Oh. So they keep their ranking?
Right. Remember last year, like, Serena was unranked going into, was it Wimbledon?
Yeah.
Or the U.S. Open, one of the two, and then she was, I think it was Wimbledon she was unranked. So, just some tennis stuff.
If you don't play for a long, long time, I mean, what's the cutoff? I mean, we need to take 2 years off or 9 months off?
You still have to get back. I mean, rankings or no rankings, all right, so say she's has another child and takes a bunch of time off, comes back as the number one seed. She's not ready to play. She's going to get beat in the first round, so it doesn't matter. I mean, so I think that stuff will play itself out.
All right.
But
let's see. Who else? Jim Delaney, 28th. Maybe you think he'd be higher?
Mm-hmm.
Big Ten commissioner. No?
Sounds not even
right.
Top 25. I don't know if that guy has the
we'll find
the
out.
Pool to expand a playoff.
Triple-decker sandwich.
Arthur Blank, 26, for example.
From the Falcons.
All right, I'm going to fast forward because there's a bunch of names I
think I know who's number one.
Do you?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
No, you don't.
Have you seen the list?
I don't think so, but I have. I might have, but I want. I want to. When you get to number one, I'll guess and see if I haven't seen anything. I swear to God.
All right,
but I might have seen a highlight.
Let me fast forward here. LeBron James is 15th. He's the highest player on this list. Robert Kraft, your buddy there from New England, is 14.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones one-upped him. He's 13.
That's so sweet. That's all. Well, one's a GM, too.
That's
true. GM of a pretty good team.
That's true. Mm. Now, number 12 is a tie.
Balls beat up.
I'm not. Number 12 is a tie.
More plastic surgeries. That's why you get ahead of
them. Ari Emanuel / Patrick Whitesell. Who is that? Are they like soccer people? I don't know.
Ari Emanuel?
Yeah, who's that?
I don't know.
I have no idea. They're 12.
Well, I'll look it up.
That's not that important.
Hold on.
I didn't want to make this a research project.
Go ahead. I was just imitating Chris. Hold on.
Because you're going to have to look up the next one, too.
Who's Ari Emanuel?
Yeah. Ari? A-R-I.
Oh, you said Aria.
Whoa.
Ari Emanuel. Who is that? I don't know. Because he or she.
Oh, sorry. He's an agent.
Oh, okay.
Probably for soccer.
How about Mark Lazarus at number 11? I have no idea who this is, and he's the 11th most influential sports person in the world. I have no idea.
Owner? That's going to be an owner of a soccer team.
Mark Lazarus, maybe.
M-A-R-K?
M-A-R-K.
Chairman of NBC Sports.
Oh, all right. So he's okay.
Oh, NBC Broadcasting and Sports.
Gotcha.
So
all right.
Let's throw that on top of there. You guys see the CBS executive?
Which one?
The CBS executive who was fired.
Yeah. Les Moonves?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't get his severance.
Oh, he doesn't?
$120 million.
He's not going to get it?
Fired with cause.
Oh. $120 million. I believe he was harassing people.
Yes. Sexually.
Yeah. All right. Number 10. Here's your top 10. Gary Bettman.
NHL commissioner.
Gary Bettman.
NHL commissioner.
Ahead of Goodell?
No. No. Goodell's coming up.
Oh.
Number 9 is Joe Lacob / Peter Guber. Guber. Really. His last name's Guber. G-U-B-E-R. Are these agents, perhaps?
Peter Guber?
Yeah.
Joe Lacob?
Yeah. L-A-C-O-B. Lacob? I have no idea who
Peter
that
Gruber
is
worth $800 million. Howard Peter Gruber is an American business executive, entrepreneur, educator, author. He's chairman and CEO of
Owner
Mandalay
of the Warriors.
Equipment. Mandalay Equipment, yes.
Gotcha. All right, who's Mark Parker at number 8? I didn't mean to turn this into an entire research project, but what the heck? We got to be informed.
President, chairman, CEO of Nike.
Yep.
Who's Cassie Wasserman, number 7 on the list of the most influential people in sports business?
Is she's worth
entertainment executive? That's a guy,
sports agent executive.
All right,
who did once own the now defunct Arena League football team, L.A. Avengers?
David Levy? Seems like I've heard of that name before, but I can't place him. David Levy is number 6 on our list.
He is a Canadian astronomer, science and discoverer of comets and minor planets. That could be the wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
Wait, David Levy, L-E-V-Y?
Yes.
Or neurosurgeon, award-winning?
6th most influential person in sports business.
Oh, president of Turner.
Okay.
All right, so it's not the astronomer.
Not the most well-known David Levy, but okay. A David Levy.
Yeah. All right. Rob Manfred is number 5.
Yeah, MLB baseball commissioner, yep.
Eric Shanks, number 4. He's at Fox. Mm-hmm. Roger Goodell at number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Silver, NBA, number 2.
Number 1 is us, is it not?
It should be.
No, it's technically us.
No. No, number 1 is a...
No, I thought it was a group of people. Did I not see that headline? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong headline.
Pete is on the right path.
They're sports gamblers, right?
Yes. Us.
Yes. The American sports gambler.
We did it. We're number 1.
Is the most influential people in sports business.
I thought I saw this yesterday. We're number 1.
Yes, we are.
Where do we go? Do we get a plaque? Do we go to? We have
you
a dinner?
Get nothing, sir.
No,
good day, sir.
We're part of history.
You get a 3-team parlay, sir.
We're number 1.
Yes. Since the U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for states to legalize sports gambling in May, the pro sports establishment. Think about this. Here's another reason why.
Yes.
Here you go, Pete.
Yes. Tell him, Freddie.
We are the champions.
Keep it, I knew it.
Keep in mind with this, this involves all sports. That's why you.
We. Us.
Us.
All
we.
All of us.
We three are number 1.
Are the most influential now that sports betting
is legal.
I don't
think.
In the United States.
I'd like to thank my...
Keep your speech
short. My dad,
God
rest your soul, mom. My 10th grade history teacher. All the people in business I've worked with over the years. It's all paid off. It was all worth it.
All those fictitious Skittles that I've thrown down.
Finally, after all the Susan Lucci screw jobs that we got all those years in the soap business where she lost like 28 consecutive years, we have finally overcome. We have overcome, Craig and Chris. We are number 1.
We did it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We did it. We did it.
Hope you feel good about it.
I feel great. Where did we go? Did we get on? Where are we going? Hollywood? Beverly Hills?
You just get to place your latest Skittles for your next, for entertainment purposes.
Are we on the cover of Time Magazine? I mean, what?
Should be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
I mean, we won.
Yeah, you won.
We're part of a very unique group.
You're more influential than Roger Goodell.
Always, think about
I've always,
that.
I've always known that, especially the last 5 years.
You're more influential than Adam Silver.
So are you.
That's right.
So is Chris.
Darn tootin'.
I don't know about that.
Wow.
Roger Goodell, yes. Adam Silver, hold on.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to tell Pete Shepard how generous the New York Yankees are, and we'll give away some tickets to the City of Palms Basketball Classic. Stay with us, Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at CraigESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Awesome tune. Simple Minds. Of course, the open and closing theme to
Made
great
famous
movie,
by
Breakfast Club.
That's in my wheelhouse. That was my high school right there. That time zone.
You went there?
No, I didn't go there. This song came out when I was in high school. It was about a high school. Mm-hmm. This was just in my wheelhouse at
it
that
was.
Time.
Really? Fantastic. A movie about nothing?
Yeah, detention.
Well, no, it's a movie about stereotypes that I still think exist.
Yeah, but it's really a movie about nothing. It's like five kids stuck in a room and they come to, well, supposed to be stuck in a room.
Right.
And then they come together and find that they have more in common with each other than initially thought.
You nailed it. Yeah.
But they still go back. I think they still go back to their old ways.
They ignore each
other. Well, we don't know. No, but they
no,
may.
No, that's why I said I think.
I think they're a little wiser, though. But that would have been a cool movie to do a sequel to.
What, like the next, like Monday?
No. Yeah. No.
You can't do it 10 years later.
No, you can. Like 5 years later, 10 years later, after high school, have they changed? Did Bender become, did he straighten out?
No, Bender didn't straighten out.
Did he kill the principal?
His name's Bender. He went on a Bender.
What's his name? Was the principal, and that's, you know, the principal.
Oh, what a.
No, he's a, that in real life. I met him once in Boston before I was on the radio. I was a kid, 18 or 19 years old. What a D-bag. He was such a, not to me, but just listening him to speak to people. He was also a D-bag and diehard as the police.
What? You mess with the bull.
You get the horns, yeah.
You get the horns.
And he walks out with a toilet paper in his face. So you've seen that movie. You haven't seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
What are you talking about? That's a classic.
So it's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Yeah. What about 16 Candles? See that?
No, but I should.
I was never a fan of Molly Ringwald, by the way.
Well, she didn't do what she ends up doing is she ends up getting naked in a couple of B movies after that because she couldn't make it as a.
I do what you got to do.
Well, again, back in the high school days, everybody talked about like she was supposed to some beauty queen and all that. She didn't do it for me.
No, me neither. Not as far as that went.
One my time.
Then Ally Sheedy, she became. She did another. She actually did a movie with Rob Lowe that wasn't bad called Oxford Blues, where he fakes his way out of UNLV and is a big rower and goes to Oxford University in England and is a big. It's not a bad movie.
And then, of course, Emilio Estevez uses The Breakfast Club years later, springboards that into his most successful role, Coach Gordon Bombay.
No.
Mighty Ducks.
And you know, he's Charlie Sheen's brother, right?
Half brother.
In real life?
Yes.
Yeah.
And what's amazing
Mind
is
blown.
That in the first, not Untouchables, Mission Impossible. He is not Emilio Estevez, who gets squashed by the elevator when he's going up and the things come down, his face gets squished.
Ugh.
He's not in the credits.
Really?
Yep. It's just an accident, but they forgot to put him in.
Well, that seems like he should sue.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the 10 greatest roles of all time.
Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, Coach Gordon Bombay.
Oh, God, that movie did
quack, nothing. Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth.
Did nothing for me. The first one, actually, I thought I liked. I think the other two were terrible. Not terrible.
Oh, are you kidding me? He coaches Team USA at the Goodwill Games?
Is that what happens?
Yeah, oh my God, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. What are you talking about?
Of course, Rob Lowe and Youngblood, the greatest hockey movie ever made.
Wow.
Patrick Swayze and Rob Lowe skating on the ice together in freaking Saskatchewan.
Or Melt the ice.
Medicine Hat.
Rob Lowe's here. That was about the same time he did the movie about last night with Demi Moore, right?
Yes. That wasn't too bad. That was actually kind of funny.
Like
Jim
that.
Belushi was hysterical in that,
yeah,
actually.
Jim Belushi was good.
941 says the girl from Little Giants, Icebox, who you're talking about, got naked in a movie as an adult. Haven't seen that.
Don't know that.
I don't know what that is.
You guys never saw Little Giants?
No.
What's Little Giants?
You're kidding me.
The football
me.
Team, the kid, the giant football, the Pee Wee football
yeah.
team. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see it.
Great movie.
Yeah, it was,
really?
I didn't
have kids. Shaped part of my childhood.
What part?
I heard it was a good movie. Is that the one with the real heavy kid and they befriended him? Or was that another one?
No, that's another one.
Oh. Oh, man, Youngblood.
Yeah. Does it...
should see that movie. That movie is actually hysterical. I think Rob Lowe got it because he was one of the few actors that knew how to skate.
Really?
Yeah. But Patrick Swayze and him on the ice together, I mean, you got to be kidding me. It was unbelievable.
So I remember Rob Lowe was huge during that whole...
Yeah, Slapshot is a great hockey
whole
movie.
Era. Yes. Then his career went in the toilet.
I'm being facetious about Youngblood.
He was caught on film in a hotel at a Democratic convention. Then became a Republican
Goon
and then rejuvenated his career.
Goon was good.
But nothing holds a cup of water to the Mighty Ducks.
No, the Slapshot is by far the best hockey movie of all
Scott
time.
It's
more of a Goon movie. It's a comedy. But yes, when I say Youngblood, I'm being tongue-in-cheek. It's one of the worst sports movies ever made. But somehow when it's on, I always watch it. Just like can't take my eyes off.
John Madden in The Little Giants.
Really?
Right.
Fact.
Boom. Scott in Fort Myers. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott.
What's up, guys? Chris, again, man. I gotta get on you, buddy.
Yeah,
you
go ahead.
Emilio Estevez in Mighty Ducks is one of the top 10 roles in all-time movie history.
In cinematic history.
You didn't see A Few Good Men yet. Dude, there's like at least two of the top 10
Four.
Roles in that movie.
Four!
Yeah. I'll go top 15. I mean, because I haven't seen every movie out there.
Yeah, top 15. Top 15 you know million.
What? I haven't seen Mighty Ducks, but I'll give Emilio Estevez kudos for his roles with his half-brother in Young Guns and Men at Work.
Oh, Young Guns. Two very good movies. Richard Dreyfuss and Men at Work. That's a very underrated movie. Very good call, Scott.
Miracle's the best hockey movie ever.
Well, that, I agree. Oh,
that's based on true stories.
No, but
similar
but
to the Mighty Ducks.
No, it's... Don't you
Thanks,
dare.
Scott. All right, we got
Mystery Alaska. Another underrated. That's underrated.
That's a good
too.
One. That's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll go Mystery Alaska.
All right, you guys are making us late again.
No, we're not. We got time.
We got to give away tickets.
My old producer at one station I worked at was the backup goalie in Mystery Alaska.
Huh?
For the Ranger team.
Fun fact.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but he was
a backup goalie in a movie.
Yeah.
What kind of role is that? That's a sucky role.
Better than any role you've had in a movie.
When they panned the New York Rangers on the ice with the Alaskan team, he was there.
So he was the goalie with the towel tucked into his shoulder
something
pad.
Something like that.
The hat.
Yeah, something like that. What's it? Russell Crowe was in that movie.
I hear he's a difficult person to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems down to earth.
No, he doesn't.
Christian Bale, very tough person to get
along with. Have you seen Christian Bale and the 60 pounds he put on to play Dick Cheney?
Well, it's just,
I have got to see that movie.
I do too. It's coming out, but it's also like Robert De Niro when he put on, for The Untouchables, he put on like 58 pounds for Capone. But you could not recognize Christian Bale. That was unbelievable what he did.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway.
Can we give away tickets now? People are like, presetting
yes.
their phones.
Yes.
Hey, can we give away two sets of four?
Caller 9 and 10?
No, caller 9 will get your choice, a 2-pack or a 4-pack. Caller number 10, you're stuck with whatever's left.
That's confusing as hell. 239-337-ESPN.
It's not very confusing at all.
337-ESPN.
It's pretty straightforward.
Callers 9 and 10 are getting some assemblage of tickets to City of Palms Basketball Classic on Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.